Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 FinTech Meetup here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Mr. John Lanza from Snigglezoo, right?
Snigglezoo,
there you go. You're the chief mammal there.
I am the chief mammal.
Tell us real quickly about Snigglezoo.
Let me do that.
We've had you on the show a number of times and always have a lot of fun. So yeah, give us a quick elevator speech, if you will.
Sounds good. Yeah, so Snigglezoo, our mission is to help parents raise money smart kids. Mm-hmm. We started with the money mammals. Like, my wife and I really wanted to raise money smart kids when they were really young.
Good for you.
And I said, let's make it fun.
Yeah.
So we created Joe the Monkey and his friends, had my brother write some songs, and it's just a fun mantra where they say, we'll share and save and spend smart too.
Yeah.
Gets everybody smiling. And I call myself the chief mammal because our goal is to make money, kind of break down the barriers to money talk.
Good for you.
It becomes non-taboo. And starting early is really key for parents because kids really need to get that little practice with money from a young age.
Yeah.
And the conversations will naturally begin at a young age. Mm-hmm. And you got to be ready for it.
Yeah, and they're not getting, I mean, they're getting some education in schools about it, but in my opinion, not enough.
No.
So especially as we've discovered as we get later in life, I mean, this is a main theme in your life is money and how to manage it. And I mean, it still continues to blow me away why it's not a major deal in school.
Well, everything really does revolve around money.
Right.
And you're right, it should be. And there's definitely improvement in that area. But parents need to know that schools are not going to take care of this for them, right?
If your
school happens to do it for you, fantastic.
Right.
But you can't assume that that's the case
because
there are kind of three areas. It's that direct instruction that comes in the schools, then as parents, modeling for our kids, and then for the kids, it's an actual money experience of where do we learn best from experience.
Yeah, exactly. And if it weren't for my dad, I never would have known about credit union. So he kind of got me started on this. Say, hey, when I got my first car, he said, hey, you can get a great loan at the credit union down the street. I went, right, let's do it.
Yeah, that's how kids find out about credit union.
Exactly. Right? Through your parents. So good. So what brings you here? What did you want to achieve here, or what was one of your goals to achieve here?
Well, I knew that a lot of credit unions came here. One, two, the fintech world is something I just need to know about, and we're thinking about kind of where we're going to go, kind of next stage.
Yeah,
and it's definitely going to include more fintech elements.
Okay.
So it's a matter of looking at potential partners. Talking to credit union partners, but more than anything, just educating myself.
Yeah.
And I have to say, the sessions here have been fantastic. And you've done the meetings. I don't know how they coordinated whatever
it's
thousands.
Amazing.
It's incredible.
He said, John Lear said 30,000 meetings.
30,000. That's what I was, it's incredible, the coordination. Very intense, but really, really, really effective.
Yeah.
And just made a lot of great content.
Well, I think because since they're 15 minutes long or between 10 and 15 minutes, it forces you to focus. It forces you to get to the point instead of like, hey, how's the weather doing outside?
Yeah, there's not a lot of chit-chat.
Exactly. You got to get right to the point. I think that's the beauty of it.
Yes.
I think that's kind of an unsaid thing, you know? So, so it works out really well. How did your meetings go? Because I saw you in a few and, you know, kind of walking by and say, hey, there's John.
Yeah,
so how did your meetings go?
They were great. We identified a few potential credit union partners.
Oh, right on.
Talked to some fintechs that gave us, I mean, what's amazing about this conference is the level of people that are here. I mean, we're talking about these one-on-one meetings. There's also these table talks.
I heard about those.
Where you sit with a group of people.
Yeah.
I was talking to, you know, folks who have sold their company to Carvana, other people that have worked at Google and Facebook. I mean, the level of talent in the room at these tables was really impressive.
Yeah.
So I was just trying to soak in as much knowledge as I possibly could.
Good for you.
Because there was so much knowledge just floating around the room. And we got the chance to talk about like really high level kind of 10 years down the road ideas about my own business. And they're sharing their ideas, and it really gives you a chance to float where you think your business is going.
Yeah.
realize where maybe your thinking is a little off,
yeah,
and kind of think about how what direction might make sense or what directions might make sense.
Yeah.
So how about you? What about your?
Well, I want to get back to your table talk though, because it sounds like a mini mastermind meeting, you know?
Yes.
So yeah. So and you get that feedback from these people that are in other areas that may not, but will have to give you a kind of a fresh look on something. So yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's
cool. I got very fortunate with the table, but I've heard the same thing with other people in terms of the tables that they put together. What they've done here at FinTech Meetup has been, I have to say, has been very, very impressive.
Yeah, my goal is to, I've really enjoyed this conference a lot, and it's exhausting. I'll do your calisthenics, do your cardio before you come here, because you're going to be talking a lot and running around, but it's all really well worth it, because the people that you talk to, again, you get to like kind of vet everybody up front before you know who you're going to talk to, and you're focused on what you're going to talk about. So there's no dancing or anything like that. You get right to the point. So that's fantastic. So that's what I found in my meetings. For me, it was just kind of an information gathering thing, like, hey, what's going on with you? I've talked to a number of fintechs, talked to credit unions, and it was just really cool to see what trends they're seeing, what issues they're experiencing.
Yep.
So yeah, I found it very beneficial.
Plus, we have a massage table right behind you.
Doesn't get any better than that.
We have like lots of games. This is the biggest foosball table I've ever seen.
I saw it right across the hall over there. Yeah, so it's huge.
It's got a good mix, because I think they knew how intense, because Mike is not kidding. Everybody I talked to at this conference, the first thing they say is, this has been intense. You keep seeing people kind of on the outskirts, just taking a breather.
Yeah.
You know, I saw someone, and it's just like, I just needed a breath. I need to take some time.
Yeah.
And I understand.
Yep.
Because it is very intense, but it's a good intense.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, bring your notebook, bring lots of stuff to take notes and stuff like that. So, yeah. So what do you want to take away based on all the things that you learned, especially in your mastermind table talk? But are there any takeaways for you and that you can use at Snuggles there?
A ton of takeaways. So I was writing down material the whole way through, which I'll go through and synthesize. But I do a weekly newsletter. I call it 3 Ideas to Share and Save. And it's primarily aimed at parents. But I always, when I go to a conference like this that has so many ideas floating around, I know I already took one of the ideas and turned it into my Monday newsletter. That was from a Sunday session. So on a very practical level, I can pull stuff from that material. But then from a business standpoint, it's really going back. And what I need to do next is go through and process all of this and think about what are the trends and where is our business going to go. Like, how are parents in the future going to be best educating their kids?
Yeah.
And then with the credit unions, how are we going to make sure that credit unions can maintain or can connect not only with the parents, but those young kids, so that they don't lose them? Because what happens right now is that...
Hey, hold that thought, John.
Hold that thought.
Let her do her thing. Thank you.
Here we go.
Okay,
good. So with credit unions, a lot of times they're going to lose kids as they get to be in their tweens and teens because they don't have a product that the parents want, which is something which is they want to be able to kind of see what their kids are how their kids are spending.
Yeah.
They want to bucket the money.
Yeah.
And so that's a big opportunity, and we're thinking about how we can kind of work our material into that opportunity. And we have lots of ideas that came out of this.
There's a gaping hole of opportunity in that age sector for sure.
Yes.
And that's a really important time.
Well, and I just heard another number. When I started in this business back in the mid-2000s, average age of a credit union member was 47. Just heard two different sessions. One session said it was 54. Other session said it was 53.
Oh.
That's problematic.
Went up seven years in two weeks. Yeah,
And the focus back in mid-2000s, we've got to reduce that average age.
Yeah.
So it's time to really make some changes in order to be able to be competitive in the future.
Yeah,
it's credit unions.
Yeah, time to get younger happened yesterday.
Yes.
So yeah, because I keep calling it. We all have these. You know, we have the every organization has an executive succession plan. I call it a member succession plan. So let's keep better serve the established folks. But hey, let's bring in the young folks too to keep the wheels rolling. So yeah,
because if you have a product, right, if you have something for them, and you've already established that relationship with a program like in our case, for us, is something where you've gotten the kids excited and you've gotten the parents.
Yeah.
Inertia is very powerful. So if you can have them move into something and not move away from your institution, it's kind of the ideal.
Exactly. Because that's the age where they're about to get their first job.
Yes.
They're about to get their first car.
Yes.
You know, and then they're about to start planning and go off to college. So such a vital time, I would think, for being money smart. So anything else to add here, John? I'm going to talk to you all day long. I love this stuff.
This is super fun. We both have kids, so this is all very, very relevant
for us. Real. It's very real.
It is very real. It happens. It's just like a daily issue that we have.
I think about it every second of the day.
No, I'm just glad that you were here and we got this chance to talk.
It's a pleasant surprise seeing you in here as well.
It's great to catch up.
Yeah, always, sir. Always. Well, alrighty, man. Well, I'll let you get back at it.
Sounds
good.
Everybody,
John Lanza from Snigglezoo. Go check out. I love the product that you do, too. I think it's greatly needed for cratings out there. So keep up the good work, sir. Alrighty?
Thanks, Mike.
Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.